Back9 Development is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at back9development.com.
We did a full patron podcast on Monday on Devin Archer's testimony in front of Republicans and apparently a lone Democrat over the course of 4 hours with questioning about his business dealings with his business partner, Hunter Biden. And of course, it's been reported now over 20 different times Devin Archer was on a phone call with Joe Biden. We've also, where Joe Biden was involved in the business, we've also got Joe Biden at dinners, making acquaintance with people. We've got all kinds of information about policy, things that were sold that Hunter Biden arranged, and they were paid several days later after speaking with Joe Biden in some fashion, most of this in Ukraine, but it certainly happened elsewhere. We've got the former mayor and oligarch in Moscow whose widow or ex-wife was in Washington, D.C., and Joe Biden took a meeting with her in Georgetown when he was vice president, Elena Butyrina. And 3 days later, Hunter Biden was wired $3.5 million, and she was left off the sanctions list because she was Russian at the time. There were some sanctions on Russian folks, and Biden worked an end around so she could stay in the U.S. and keep doing whatever she does here. In total, she invested $40 million with Hunter Biden's real estate company, $40 million into his real estate company. After Joe met with her personally in Washington, D.C., in Georgetown, and a couple days later wired Hunter $3.5 million. This is just out of control, the worst government for hire scandal in U.S. history. This didn't used to happen, folks. This is and I'm not saying that people were always good, that vice presidents or senators or congressmen have always been good through the history of the United States, but this country was never founded on the principle of your elected leaders would become your elected leaders to go serve themselves and not you. And that's what this is. And it's disgusting and it's despicable. We did a whole podcast on it on Monday. If you want to get more, you can become a patron by going to kkhasissues.com. All the previous patron podcasts are there. We'd love to have you sign up. We go into great detail over the things that Devin Archer said and what came out of this. The most outrageous thing was this Dan Goldman guy, the lone Democrat that was in there, comes out and literally is so comfortable around the media, although he's a little nervous, but he's so comfortable in what he says to the media, knowing how they will handle his words. He basically comes out and says, well, the only thing Joe Biden did was get on the phone or walk by and wave at somebody and ask him how the weather is, that he wasn't involved. Yet we have emails saying 10% goes to the big guy. We've got a WhatsApp saying my dad's right here, and if you don't do this, it's going to be trouble for you. We have Biden on video saying, well, son of a bitch, what do you know? They fired the prosecutor, and we wired him the money. Because of course they did. And now he's funneling them hundreds of millions of dollars to Ukraine to fund their war, the proxy war. Because why? Because he's getting rich too. You know the Bidens are making money off this war. You know that D.C. and the swamp are making money off this war. This is just an absolute outrage what's happened in this country. We've become too big. This country's just become too big. The government is too big and bloated. We have too many people in too many different regions of this country that believe completely different things of what this country should be. It is absolutely outrageous. But to point to how comical this whole thing is, I've got a little audio clip I want to play for you. And I don't think you've heard this. You've heard a lot. You've seen the thing with Peter Doocy where he says, how many times have you discussed business with your son? And he says, never. Right? You've seen different interviews and clips of Joe Biden. You've seen him recently. They were saying, well, he was never in business with his son. We got all kinds of shenanigans and lies. Joe Biden, from day one in Washington, D.C., was lying and plagiarizing. It's what he's done. He has gotten by doing this, and he's become president of the United States because he's a grifter, and he's played the game. He literally cheated in college at Syracuse in law school. He cheated in college and had his grade changed to an F, and they made him retake the course because he cheated. That's when the man was in college. That really ought to tell you everything you know about Joe Biden. But this sound clip is amazing. This is 1 month, 1 month before the last presidential election, when all of the media out there were covering up the laptop from hell and all this other stuff. There's a little-known show called Axios on HBO. And I had not seen this until yesterday, and it was posted on Twitter. This would have been October of 2020, and the man is, I cut off most of his question, but the line of the questioning, he's starting right here. He's saying, look, this doesn't look good. Hunter Biden's made all this money in Ukraine and Russia and China, and he was on Air Force Two with you and all this stuff. And the interviewer takes it over with Joe Biden, who attempts to do, and his default position is, his tell is when he laughs at reporters, okay, that A, that's his admission, you got me. And B, he's lying now when he speaks. After he laughs and speaks, he's lying. And it's all right here in this little over 1 minute long clip. This is amazing how this went in light of the testimony yesterday.
Running point on Ukraine, the average Joe hears that and says, that sounds fishy. What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money?
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board. And that was it. And there's nobody.
Well, you've had a lot of time. Isn't this something you want to get to the bottom of?
No, because I trust my son.
But that doesn't pass the smell test. Like, when you're vice president, isn't there a higher standard? Don't you need to know what's happening with your family? Don't you need to put down some guardrails?
Unless there was something that was, there was something on its face that was wrong. There's nothing on its face that was wrong. So look, if you want to talk about problems, you know, let's talk about Trump's family. I mean, come on. This is.
So
these guys are amazing.
So you think that everything that happened was kosher?
You know, there's not one single bit of evidence, not one little tiny bit, to suggest anything done was wrong. You know that. But you keep asking me these questions. It's okay. You're doing what you have to do. But I'm not worried about it. Look, the American public knows me.
Last one on this. Okay. So you're elected, you're in office. What guardrails would you have to be sure that your son, your brother Jimmy, doesn't do anything to trade on the family name?
They will not be engaged in any foreign business because of what's happened in this administration. No one's going to be seeking patents for things from China. No one's going to be engaged in that kind of thing.
So no foreign business for your relatives.
What else do you have to know? The questions were being asked. It was suppressed through social media. That clip never made the rounds in 2020 like it's making now after the testimony yesterday. The Bidens are caught. Everybody knows it. We all see this. And what do the media lead with? I watched the evening news on the networks on Monday night. I watched the intros and stuff to Good Morning America and the Today Show and all this stuff today. This is the line they're using. Of course, it's not their lead. Their lead story today was there could be a possible indictment of Donald Trump coming this week. There could be news coming. Their lead story was there could be news coming. Instead of covering the actual testimony in the news, their lead story today was, well, they like the women's soccer team too. They like the women's soccer team because that's a global event. They're globalists. If nothing else, they're globalists. They like the women's soccer team. And then there could be some Trump news coming. That's their lead. When they finally get to Joe Biden, this is how they word it. And again, this is always so important when consuming news. Here's how the liberal media framed what happened on Monday. In the investigation into Hunter Biden, that's the way they preface it. This is not an investigation into Hunter Biden. This is an investigation into Joe Biden. The Hunter Biden investigation is already basically concluded, and he's still working on his plea deal. That's drug charges, gun charges, and tax evasion. That's the Hunter Biden. Okay? Essentially, Hunter Biden did nothing illegal here. Unless he cheated on taxes or they find, you know, banking records or things that he did wrong, then maybe he's committed another crime. But telling somebody you're trying to do business with that your dad can help out really isn't Hunter Biden's problem. That's Joe Biden's problem. That's a crime. He's vice president. He can't do that. That's against the law. In fact, you can make an argument that it's treason. So this really isn't about Hunter Biden. But on the left, when they present the story, in the investigation into Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden's former business partner testifies that Hunter used his dad in order to make money. This is an important word. It's a very simple word. Hunter Biden used his dad. And they don't mean he employed him or he was a business partner with him or they were working together. The implication from the left is that Joe Biden is a victim here. That Hunter said, hey, Pops, Say hi to my buddy Steve here. Say hi to my friend Vladimir here from Russia. Oh, hi, Vladimir. It's Vice President Biden. How's the weather today? Okay, here's Hunter. That Hunter used Joe Biden. In other words, Joe Biden is the victim here. Can't everyone see that Joe Biden is this terrible victim? I can't even believe that. I could never have dreamed that up. I could have sat all day and you would have said, Kevin, how do you think the liberal media are going to portray this thing? I said, well, I think they would have ignored it. They would have just censored it, but they can't. So they're actually doing the story. Okay, they're actually going to do the story. They're going to spend some time out. What will their line be? When they all get together and they all say the same thing, what will their line be? Because that Dan Goldman didn't provide any roadmap. He came out and said, oh, he talks to him about the weather. Well, I guess that was enough fish bait or chum in the water for the libs in the media to jump on this and go, okay, here's our deal. And I'm convinced that CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, NBC, New York Times, Washington Post, that they all have like text threads or something where, okay, how are we going to do this? Okay, here's how we're going to do it. Or maybe the White House texts them. Here's how we're going to do this. Joe Biden is a victim. His rotten son used him. That's it. We'll throw Hunter under the bus. This is all Hunter's fault. Joe didn't know what was going on. He's too busy being vice president. How could he know that Hunter's got $40 million coming in from a Russian oligarch's widow who Joe just happened to have a meeting with in Washington, D.C., and a couple days later, Hunter made $3.5 million. How could Joe know this? Joe's a victim. Hunter, this is Hunter. He's a bad person. They will throw Hunter under the bus. I am shocked they are standing by Joe Biden at this point. I am absolutely stunned that the liberal media, maybe there's just too much thinking that if this president gets blown out and doesn't run because of this, that no Democrat can win, that the party will be so tainted. I don't believe that. I think they just go back to their playbook with a better candidate and paint every Republican a racist, and they probably have a great chance to win because that seems to work for them. But they must really feel if we pull this president out and he doesn't run now, we've got a huge problem. I would tell him there's 15, 16 months, which in today's world is like 9 years. This will all be forgotten. If Joe Biden steps up in a month and says, change my mind, I'm not running. I don't feel all that great. We got this other stuff. I'm a distraction. We should open this thing up to Kamala and anybody else that wants to run. If they did that, they'd all just run with it and it'd be noble. He'd be remembered as this great Democrat figure who got out of the way and a lot, you know, was the torchbearer until they found the next generation of candidates. He'd be a hero. But boy, they're not treating it like this right now. I am mostly just surprised that the media, the liberal media, haven't just decided, you're done, Joe. You're done, and we are all over you at this point, and we're going to report this stuff until you just have to step out and walk away. But I guess they must just be convinced that if Biden runs, he wins. I don't know. I can't even believe this story. I cannot believe what is allowed to go on in our government. And we as voters do nothing about this. That there are so many people locked up in stupid ass little social issues that they got their head buried in the sand because the only thing they can think about is the color of their skin, the gender identity, the religion they belong to, abortion, they cling to one issue and it's everything. It is their world. It is their life. And they don't see anything else. And the economy doesn't matter. And corruption in government doesn't matter. And the war in Ukraine doesn't matter. And things that actually kill people and devastate people financially and crush them in this country with inflation, the things that actually matter in the way people live, just get ignored because we have tens of millions of voters that only vote on one thing, and that's the color of my skin or whatever, the litany that I just gave you. It's absolutely maddening to me that people can actually view politics that way or view their vote that way. Well, I'm black. I got to vote for the Democrat. Nothing else matters. Policy doesn't matter. It's just shocking what we've become. It is absolutely stunning. And I'm hopeful that it gets better. I do think people are learning more and more because of social media. I think it's out there. I think people are seeing things. I think the traditional media can try to spin this story with Joe Biden and hide it, but people are seeing it. I don't think it's something that people don't see. The problem is we're desensitized to it. There's so much corruption in government, people just slough it off and go, well, it's what we expect. We expect that when we vote for somebody, they're going to be corrupt. That's just a horrible position to be in as an electorate. To just assume that your leaders are going to be corrupt is just an absolute shame. Hey, we're pleased to be brought to you by a collection of sponsors that are anything but what I just described in our leaders that we elect. These companies that we have they're just great. They're tremendous conservative people that are very concerned about their customers having great customer satisfaction and great products. One of those is a great local company called the Finch Knife Company. My buddies Spencer and Steve over at Finch Knife Company develop about 6 to 8 new series of pocket knives every single year, and you can see them on their website. My favorite has been and will be the Cherry Bomb Collection. I love these pocket knives at Finch Knife Co. You can see them online at finchknifeco.com or Shields in Overland Park, the Bullet Hole in Mission, or Teague Tractor in Belton. The Hatfield and McCoy series are out this year. The new Flint series is out. The new Shiv series is available at finchknifeco.com. You're going to love these collectible items or everyday useful knives to keep on you. Keep life from getting dull. Remember, social media won't help them out here. There's a lot of places that won't let them advertise these knives because they're knives. Crazy, I know, right? But it's the truth. So KKHI listeners, if you could help spread the word about Finch Knife Company, that'd be great. If you purchased one, tell a friend about it. These are great local dudes and a wonderful startup success story. FinchKnifeCo.com. Amini's at 105th and Metcalf. We just got our outdoor bar stools. It took about 3 months. They had them made and shipped. The ones we ordered, we really wanted the ones we ordered. The O.W. Lee brand. We're just very loyal to this brand of outdoor furniture because it lasts a lifetime. It's so easy to maintain, and it lasts forever. It's more expensive than almost any brand out there, but my goodness, is it worth it because you're only getting it once, and it just lasts forever. So we got our 4 bar stools for outside just in time. If it's cool enough on Thursday night, I may sit in that new bar stool outside and watch a little Thursday night football. Yeah, the Jets and the Browns, why not? From Amini's, they sent the crew out who delivered and installed them, put them right where we wanted them in the backyard. Awesome folks. Great customer service. 105th and Metcalf, Amini's has it all for this football season. Furniture, area rugs, game tables, all for your home. And don't forget the outdoor furniture as well. Amini's, 105th and Metcalf in Overland Park. And Buck Roofing and Construction, we've had a lot of storms here the last 10 or 12 days. We had heavy winds again in the Northland. 80-mile-an-hour winds a couple of days ago. If you had some storm damage, if you see trees down, have Ron Buck out to inspect your roof. Even if you didn't see water coming in your house, you could have 3 or 4 shingles out of place up there that could be dangerous in 6 months or 8 months or this winter when it freezes. Call Buck Roofing. They'll come take a look for free. 913-384-2680. That's 913-384-2680. Many easy repairs are just done with a handshake, and call us in 5 years when you need a new roof because Ron Buck is in this for the duration. He really, really is tremendous. If you're looking for any roofing repair or a new roof, Buck Roofing is the only way to go. Online at rbuckroofing.com. That's 913-384-2680. Get that free inspection after all these storms. We've had a lot of storms. I really haven't thought about a heat wave this summer. Have you? We had a couple days that felt like maybe there were 100. Have you been thinking, boy, this is the hottest summer ever? I haven't. We've been in the 80s now for a few days. We've had rain, I think 5 times, maybe in about 15 days. I haven't really thought of this as, look, Phoenix has been hot. Everybody's pointing at Phoenix. It's the desert. We're not supposed to live there. We're not. By engineering marvels, we now have 3 million people living in that city, funneling water down from a giant dam and providing electricity and water for the entire valley. But we're not supposed to live there. It's too hot. It's uninhabitable. Phoenix is not where humans are supposed to live. It's too hard to live there until you engineer it. So when it gets hot, you really can't complain. And it's been very hot in Phoenix. And maybe it is one of their hottest summers. And maybe there are some places that's been really hot. But we just came off of record cold and record rain and snow in the American West. California had flooding for months and months and months, record rains. We had record snowpack in the Rocky Mountains and cold winter. And now we're complaining that it's too hot. This is all absurd. 1936 was our hottest year. A wonderful listener named JB sent me an email, said, Kevin, do you remember 1980? And I vaguely do. I was 16. I played a lot of baseball games in this heat. 1980, we had 16 straight days in Kansas City over 100 degrees. But now our cars are making this happen where we don't even have that. That isn't the worst part. The worst part is we have athletes dropping everywhere because of the jab. That's my opinion. There's plenty of science out there on it now. We see this right and left. Okay? This is three young athletes that just went down. The saddest is right here in Olathe. Mid-America Nazarene University football player Mizell Law, 19, collapsed and died practicing football at Mid-America Nazarene. It's just an absolute tragedy. Broncos, KJ Hamler is out with pericarditis. You ever heard of that? Me either. I wonder how he got it. And tennis star Yibing Wu went down on Monday in Washington after going down at Wimbledon a couple of weeks ago. No word yet on Wu and the health status there. I'm guessing Wu is done playing tennis. A 17-year-old cyclist last week quit and will never cycle again because of heart problems. Soccer players around the world, too many to count. They're just dropping like flies and getting out of soccer. Why is this happening so much with athletes and performers, entertainers? It's happening to people that are on stage, people that are athletic, people who get their heart rate up if you exercise. Even if you're just a young person in your 20s or something and you're runners, the more athletic you are, the more you stress your heart, which is good for you when you're healthy, the more likely you're going down right now because of the jab. This is not up for debate anymore. They will not talk about this in the U.S. We're not doing any studies here, but around the world, they're doing it everywhere, and they say the same thing. Young people, jab, and heart problems is one and the same. I pointed out to you, and this is unjab-related, how the media are, Kamala Harris has climate stress or climate anxiety is their new term, that young people have climate anxiety, that they're not sure they're going to be able to live their full lives because they think the earth is going to be uninhabitable because of climate anxiety, because they're being taught lies by idiots. Actually, they're being taught lies by brilliant people that are trying to control the population of the world. So Kamala Harris says that one, but it's the poor lady who died at Chiefs camp on Sunday. They had to put in her story about her death that it is a record heat summer, which it most certainly is not in St. Joseph, Missouri. Or Kansas City. It's not even close. It's not even close. We just keep having these low temperature days and rain days. We had 2 days. We had about 48 hours of heat. Remember it? Maybe it was a little more than that. Maybe it was 72 hours of heat. This is just awful, what I read about Mizell Law, the young man who died at Mid-America Nazarene University. According to some officials, this is quoting people now that are in charge. This is like either university or medical people, that Mizell Law collapsed and died after suffering heat-related injuries. It was Saturday, July 22nd. If this was a morning practice at 9 a.m. in Olathe on July 22nd, it was 74 degrees. If it was an afternoon practice, they most certainly would have been done by 5. But even if they weren't, that's the high temperature. 4:53 that afternoon, it was cloudy and 86. That was the high temperature in Olathe that day. And this young man dies, and I can't even blame like the reporter on this one. Somebody actually told them this is a heat-related death on a 74-degree morning and an 86-degree day with clouds. This is a heat-related death. I mean, is there like some sort of sauna room or something he was in? Some sort of sweat box thing they put him in and they tried? I haven't heard that. But if we're talking regular football, this ain't regular football. Something went wrong here. You're not supposed to die at 19 on an 86-degree day playing football. Folks, this is the biggest scam ever. They're just going to keep lying about all this stuff. They're going to keep pushing heat and summer, and it's not going to end. So I don't know what it's going to be when we get to October and we keep seeing athletes around the world dropping. Tennis players, soccer players, football players, Bronny James last week, basketball players. Is that a heat-related injury? I'm sure he was hot, but he was indoors where it was 70 degrees. I don't know. Is that a heat-related injury? If you're playing sports and you're sweating, is that no matter, like, it's 48 degrees at Arrowhead. When it's 48 degrees at Arrowhead, those players are sweating like you can't believe. The hockey players are skating on ice, and they're sweating like crazy. Are these all heat-related injuries now? Is the next thing, don't exercise. We don't want heat-related deaths because the climate change. We're blaming jab results on climate change. They will not stop. They lied their ass off all the way through it, and they will not stop. They just keep going. They just find something else. How in the world can you have a fit, healthy, athletic football player die at age 19 of a heat-related injury when it was 74 degrees for a morning practice and 85 degrees for an afternoon practice with cloud cover? How is that possible? I refuse to accept that. When they say heat-related injury, they're talking climate change. When they say a lady dies at Chiefs camp of natural causes or whatever during the heat wave summer, there's a summer of a heat record heat during a record heat wave summer. Yeah, but not in St. Joe or Kansas City where she lived. These people are liars, man. They're just flat out liars. Three we learned this week. Mizell Law, the football player, KJ Hamler of the Broncos has pericarditis, and tennis star Yiming Wu collapsed for a second time. A second time. My guess is Wu, if Wu survives here, is like, yeah, I probably am not going to play tennis anymore. Like, I'll probably be shutting that down. Man, we've lost our minds. Oh, but nobody's lost their mind more than J.B. Pritzker, the governor in Illinois. The governor of Illinois signed into law. This is passed. This is done in Illinois. It's going to get challenged. They'll have to take this to the Supreme Court and challenge it. They passed this in Illinois. They're so liberal in Illinois, they passed this. And the governor signed it. That non-U.S. citizens can be cops in Illinois. That would mean a foreigner can arrest an American. What the hell? I mean, this is getting no play. This is, we talk about a police state or deep state or liberals taking over. We're going to have foreign nationals arrest you for what? Oh, your blinker doesn't work. They don't like you. They're targeting you. They think you're, if you're a white guy, they're going to look at you and go, oh, there's a conservative. Write him a ticket. Let's run his record. See if we can find something else on this dude. They signed it into law. Non-U.S. citizens. Now, he'll tell you, this is here that, you know, they have to be legally authorized to work in the United States by federal law, but that's nothing. If you get a green card, you're legally authorized to work. Current federal law prohibits foreign nationals from being police officers. Current federal law. Illinois doesn't care. They're forging ahead with their law, and it's even DACA adults. Remember DACA, the Dreamers? They're now, if you're an adult, if you were brought here illegally, if you broke the law, there are many people that broke the law coming here. You, by definition, are a law-breaking non-citizen, and J.B. Pritzker is going to allow you to be a cop if what? You can pass the test and make it through 6 weeks at the academy while they pay you? Who wouldn't sign up for that job? Does that sound better than working in agriculture in Arizona? I mean, the winters are a little cold in Illinois, but I can't even believe this. I can't even... They're like light years ahead of us. They're thinking of things and doing things that we just take as given. Well, that can never happen. That can never happen. We're never going to have illegal aliens be police officers. And by definition, even if you came here illegally and somehow got a work visa or a green card or whatever you want to call it, you're still a lawbreaker. You broke the law getting here. You're illegal. You're illegal. You can. I think it's actually true that the government can issue you some sort of a work card and you're still here illegally. They won't deport you. They'll give you a work visa. or a green card. They'll let you stay for a certain amount of time, and then when that time is up, then you're really in trouble. You're supposed to go back or whatever. Are we going to have that? We're going to have some people sign up to be cops and become cops, and now we got to deport them because their work visa is done? I don't know. This is just unbelievable. J.B. Pritzker. Non-U.S. citizens now can be cops in Illinois and arrest Americans. I mean, my God, if you're a jihadist, aren't you doing anything you can to get here and become a cop in Illinois? How great would that be? They're going to give you a car and some guns and a radio and flashing lights. You can do whatever you want. If you're a budding jihadist, get your ass over here and move to Illinois. Just play the long game. Give it 5 years. You know, work your way through, become a cop, work for a couple of years, do the job the right way, get everybody to where they trust you. Then what kind of havoc could you wreak? Man, I'm telling you, I scratch my head at things they come up with that I never thought of before. Nobody's talking about this. This can't be real. They can't possibly do this, can they? This has to be stopped. The Supreme Court will stop this, correct? This can't possibly be. What sane country would has any? No, no country in the world has ever done this. No, this is absolutely impossible. KKHI is brought to you by 360 Document Solutions. A buddy of mine who has a business did some business with 360 last week. Got a couple of new copiers and printers at his office. Said the customer service was top notch. That's what Mark does at 360 Document Solutions. Look, if you have copiers and printers in your office and you're tied into expensive leases with some big conglomo and you can never get a hold of somebody to come service it when you really need service, just give 360 a chance to come out and take a look at what you have and say, listen, we can get you out of these leases. We can move you into some new equipment. We can save you some money. And we're right here. When you have an issue, we get right out and help you. Any business really in Missouri, Kansas, or Oklahoma could benefit from 360 Document Solutions. They'll make you more efficient, save you some money, and more than anything else, they're going to save you a whole lot of headaches. Service after the sale. 360 is perfect for churches, schools, manufacturing, car dealers, hotels, funeral homes, construction companies, apartment complex offices. And they can help any business like that in real meaningful ways. 360documentsolutions.com or call 913-745-7000. 5344 and speak with the owner, Mark. What's it like to speak with the owner instead of somebody in Indonesia? That's pretty good. 360documentsolutions.com. Bstock.net. Oh boy, they got some big doorbusters ready to go right now. The red tag auction this week is the Apple MacBook Pro. If you go to the KK list, thekklist.com, if you go to thekklist.com, and click on Red Tag Auction at $9.99. That's $9.99. There's an Apple MacBook Pro up for auction. The auctions typically end on Friday. High bidder gets it. Many of these items go for well less than $100. Apple MacBook Pro. Go to thekklist.com or log on to bstock.net. Based in Kansas City, bstock.net is a global electronics supplier. They'll ship anything, anywhere. We're lucky to live here. We get to go straight to the warehouse and get giant doorbusters like a Vizio 65-inch LED LCD 4K smart TV, $374.99. Gamers, here's a beauty for you. This is a great one. The Samsung 75 Q70, $699 with free delivery in the Metro. For KKHI listeners, it is absolutely perfect for PlayStation 5. Dell Computer, 22-inch LCD display, 1080p, now just $99.99. All kinds of back-to-school doorbusters for the month of August. Perfect-size smart TVs for dorm rooms, $259. Lenovo ThinkPads, $499. All of them can be found by clicking the deals icon at the top of the website, bstock.net. And this month only, leave a review, a Google review or a Facebook page review, during the month of August, and enter into the in-store giveaway. They're giving away two laptops this month. It's free. All you have to do is say, hey, I was a customer there. Here's my review, and you're entered. You can do this from home. First winner gets a Lenovo ThinkPad. Second winner gets a Samsung Chromebook. It's free. Somebody's going to win these just by leaving reviews. All you got to do is leave a Google review or a Facebook page review during the month of August, and you're entered in store. Two laptops given away. Bstock.net. Advantage Termite and Pest Control. I had a dream last night. This is weird. This is when your show, your business, you know, I do a lot of Well, it isn't hard work. I'm not gonna pawn this off as like I'm grinding, okay? But I surf a lot of news and information in the evening and send myself emails about topics for the next day before I do this in the morning. And as I do that, I start thinking about, you know, okay, which sponsors are gonna be in tomorrow's podcast and things like that. So then you go to sleep, and every now and then you have a dream, a pretty vivid dream, that kind of merges some things together. Well, the first thing is I woke up hungry. So I had this dream that we were going into this weird Quick Trip, and I was trying to get like a sausage biscuit with my mom. And I don't know why this Quick Trip had a revolving door, but my mom got stuck in it. It was very strange. And then we get this biscuit sandwiches and we go back home. And for some reason, she lived right across the street from this Quick Trip in a house that I've never seen before. And I go in to take a leak, and there's this critter like on her, crawling around on her toilet, like a half spider, half something critter, not a real critter, like a dream critter. And it saw me in and went right over to the little drain. And I don't know why the floor had a drain in it, but the bathroom floor had a drain. So this was a vivid dream. I was really sleeping good. I was sleeping well. And the critter went down the drain. I said, "Well, Mom, who does your critters around here?" And she said, "Well, I just have that spray." I said, "What?" She goes, "Well, I just have that can under the sink." I said, "Mom, let me call Advantage Termite Pest Control for you." She goes, "Oh, no, I couldn't trouble somebody with that." I said, "What? That is something my mom would say. Oh, I couldn't trouble them to have to come to my house and do all that. I couldn't trouble them. I can do that for myself." Yeah, you really can't. I don't. And maybe you probably shouldn't. Advantage Termite and Pest Control, and you'll never see an ugly critter like I saw in the dream. That's the truth. You see nothing around my house because they're here all the time and they take such great care of us. AdvantageTPC.com. Aaron and his family are just awesome. Okay. Oh, one more. The new car image. Sorry. I talked to Brad. They had the big special, the free ceramic coat in July. Not doing that in August. You missed it. Too late on that one. But here's what he will do. If you want to book a detail service for your car, your fleet, your whatever, thenewcarimage.com is the website. You got to put THE in there. Thenewcarimage.com. Promo code KKHI is 15% off any service. Anything you like, 15% off if you mention KKHI, or you can call Brad at 816-499-1470. 816-499-1470. He recently did the car of a coach. Actually, two cars of a coach. I can't tell you which. Wouldn't be right. Yes, he did. He's doing us some coaches cars. That's kind of cool. Thenewcarimage.com, promo code KKHI, or just call Brad directly, 816-499-1470. Mention the podcast. It is 15% off any service. They'll go anywhere in the Kansas City metro area or even to Lawrence. If you'd like to get your car looking showroom new again, it's thenewcarimage.com. Conference realignments heating up in college athletics. We're expecting more news this week. There are meetings taking place everywhere between university presidents and boards of regents and athletic directors. On this Tuesday, today, the Pac-12 commissioner, George Klavkoff, is presenting to the Pac-12 schools that remain. They're down to 9 schools. The 9 that remain, a possible television deal that will give them $20 million a year each that is Apple as their partner, but it's all streaming. It's about $11 million less, I think, than each Big 12 school makes, so it can't be the greatest offer that he's presenting to them. It looks like the Pac-12's going to get picked apart, but they're trying to save it. There are all kinds of high-flying rumors that maybe Utah has some sort of an in now into the Big 10. I think they've lowered their academic standards. Remember Nebraska left for the Big 10 for academics? Do you remember that? Oh, we're better than Texas and Oklahoma. We're certified by AARP or whatever it was, AAC, CA, whatever the certification thing was. We're going off to the Big Ten. Nebraska is dead last out of 14 schools academically in the Big Ten. I'm not laughing at Nebraska. You can get a fine education there. I'm laughing at the fact they said they were leaving for academics and they're dead last in that conference. Dead last. So I don't know if the Big Ten has such high standards anymore for allowing this school or that school in. And I don't know what Utah's deal is, but they've routinely shunned the Big 12. Arizona, it sounds like, is meeting today on the possibility of coming in. It was thought that Arizona may come very quickly after Colorado. And if Arizona is in today or tomorrow, that brings the Big 12 for next year to 14 teams. I think he's looking for two more. It would not be hard to find two more Pac-12 schools. That's not hard. You go offer something to Washington State or Oregon State or somebody like that, they'll jump in a second. There are just schools that you'd rather not have over others. And the Big 12 is being a little bit choosy here. They better not be all that choosy. Although it doesn't seem hard. If they get Arizona, they can be as choosy as they want and pull from the remnants of the scraps that's left if some bigger schools go to other conferences and still do fine. You know, you can always add somebody else. But there's a lot going on here right now, and it makes me wonder if we're hearing rumblings about the Big Ten adding a couple more, or maybe even the SEC involved in adding. What are we headed to? Are we maybe headed to three conferences? Is this a race to say we're just going to have three conferences, or are we? Is there a possibility at some point that Klavkov and the Pac-12 call the Big 12 and say, we want to do a merger? Let's take this thing to 24 teams, and we'll come in for half shares for 7 or 8 years or something like that? Is that possible? I don't know. I've thought all along, why don't Pac-12 and Big 12 merge? But the Big 12 seems to be in charge now, so what's the point? They probably shouldn't. Just keep doing what you're doing, and they're doing it. And there is a lot. It's very, very active this week. Very, very active. Not as active as the newest young non-star in college football, Arch Manning. Arch Manning is Cooper Manning's son. Cooper Manning was an accomplished quarterback himself, but had a back injury or some sort of a thing that prohibited him from continuing his football career. But Arch is the son. He's going to Texas. He's a freshman at the University of Texas. And he signed an NIL deal for a pile of money with the Panini, is that what it's called? Panini, the trading card company. He's not even going to play this year. If things go well at Texas, Arch Manning won't see the field. Quentin Ewers is the starting quarterback, and he's getting run as a possible Heisman candidate. It doesn't matter. An Arch Manning trading card was put up for auction in Austin. You want to talk about a place that's got a lot of money in it? In Austin, Texas, an Arch Manning trading card was put up for auction for a hospital charity, and it set a record. It fetched $102,000 this week for a kid that's never played a game. And if all goes well, he won't play a single game this year. If it goes well at Texas, Arch Manning will never play in a Big 12 game, right? I guess he could get in a couple of games for a few snaps and not lose a red shirt. $102,000 for an Arch Manning trading card. Wow. An excellent piece in the Kansas City Star today by Lawrence Price concerning Missouri wide receiver Luther Burden, who everybody's expecting could be the national breakout player of the year. We saw glimpses of Burden last year. Now, he had some drops. I think he might have led the SEC in drops. He had a bunch of drops. They say that's fixed, that he's going to catch everything. They're moving him to the slot because Dominic Lovett is gone, who had a terrific year last year in the slot for Missouri. Eli Drinkwitz says, we want Luther to be uniquely Luther, and the way to get the ball in his hands in this offense is in the slot. I think he'll play wide some too, but they're going to have him in the slot a lot more. In college, unlike the pros, you can bust long touchdowns out of the slot, and Burden can do that. This guy's electric. Everybody sees the talent. We saw the talent multiple times last year. A handful of those were in the running game, end arounds and things like that. I think Drinkwitz is smart enough to know we've got to get the ball in Luther's hands. This is the guy we want to feature and get it in his hands. Brady Cook's the quarterback, and he said, look, Luther's going to be open, unquote. So Brady Cook's already put it on his shoulders that if Luther's going to have a great year, it's going to have to do with me. I'm going to have to get it to him. I'm going to have to deliver it on time, on stride. And if you hit him quickly and properly in the slot, you're talking about some big, big plays here. So apparently he looks great throughout spring ball, and they're very excited to get started in Columbia and get Luther working in that slot position. The Missouri Tigers open against South Dakota on August 31st. That's a Thursday night. Then they have Middle Tennessee State and then Kansas State on the 16th of September. But a great piece if you want to read more about Luther Burden and his journey to Missouri and what he expects this season to be at the Kansas City Star by Lawrence Price. Chiefs camp, Harrison Butker is talking about the good rhythm that he's in. He said this offseason he worked on not trying to crush every kick, not swinging too hard. He says he's never felt better than he has this offseason. He didn't kick as much as other offseason, but he's making everything. I'm making everything right now. Remember, he had giant kicks in the AFC title game. He won a game-winning kick in the Super Bowl. This guy's too good to be true. He's a great conservative and Christian and family man and all those things. I stand by what I've said, and I tell him to his face, the contract you got was, they were overpaying you. But it's all worked out. They got two Super Bowls and hit a game winner. So it really doesn't matter about the missed extra points and the other stuff. He's a tremendous teammate. He's a wonderful asset to our community. He is a great, great man. I am a huge fan of Harrison Butker. Hope he stays here a long time. I hope his next contract is a little more team-friendly. That's all. But he's making it sound like he worked so hard last offseason on working with some biophysicist that was working on his mechanics. Was like, you got to lock your left knee when you plant your left foot. Lock that left knee. You're bending it too much. Lock it. He was worried about mechanics last year and working his way through it. Then he had the injury. He said, I've got this thing down with my left leg, my plant foot. He said, I've got that thing down now. He said, I don't have to think about anything. I'm just going up there and hitting it. And I've realized, unless it's a 60-some yarder, don't try to hit it too hard. You've got plenty of leg and you're more accurate when you don't swing so hard. Love hearing that from Harrison Butker. Denver Broncos have more injury problems. And they just seem to have injury problems all the time, don't they? So do the Chargers, but I haven't heard as much with the Chargers this year. Broncos have lost wide receiver Tim Patrick for the second year in a row. This time it's a torn Achilles. A torn Achilles. We've talked previously about the Broncos losing a defensive lineman for gambling, suspended for the year. And earlier in the podcast, I told you about KJ Hamler out with pericarditis. Who knows if he's going to play? They're starting to add up for the Denver Broncos. I point that out, obviously, because they're in the Chiefs division. We always like to know when those things are piling up. That's three completely different injuries. One, torn Achilles out for the year. One, gambling suspension gone for the year. One, pericarditis. Who knows how long that is? I don't think anybody knows that at this point. Want to go see the Chiefs and Broncos? That's really easy. Ticketsforless.com is the place to go. They will set you up, man. Set you up for that. You're going to love going to a Chiefs game this year. They're so much fun. And you always get between 5% and 15% off at ticketsforless.com by using the promo code KKHI. Right now, Tickets for Less is featuring a special just for our listeners. Royals Cardinals are coming up. This is good through August 11th, okay? Royals Cardinals tailgate is on. They're set to play the Cardinals two-game set August 11th and 12th. Tickets for Less is offering free VIP tailgate passes with any Royals Cardinal ticket purchase. You can take advantage of the limited deal by using the promo code 1985. That, of course, was the Royals Cardinals World Series. So I know this is confusing. If you just buy Royals Cardinals tickets and use KKHI, you'll get your discount. But if you want the free VIP tailgate passes added on instead of the KKHI discount, just put in 1985, 1985. For a limited time, use that promo code. The free VIP tailgate's cool. It's food, it's drinks, it's all kinds of stuff. It's open 3 hours prior to first pitch. You're going to have a great time. All-inclusive beer, seltzer, soft drinks, water, all you can eat, burgers, dogs, the whole deal. It's free just with the promo code 1985. You buy Royals Cardinals tickets and your tailgate is free. Promo code 1985. Window World is simply the best for less. The official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs. Folks, if you're rehabbing a house or if you just got to change one window in yours, Window World's the best. It's your American-made products, 0% financing, lifetime warranty. They also do siding, doors, all kinds of great materials and products for your home. Log on to windowskansascity.com to learn more or call 816-799-0820 and find out why Window World is simply the best for less. The official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs. Window World, online at windowskansascity.com. And Kansas City's favorite jeweler is Joslyn's Jewelry. For decades, six decades now, Joslyn's has been treating everyone in Kansas City with great respect, excellent customer service, and low prices on the best jewelry. Joslyn'sJewelry.com, the jeweler you'll recommend to your friends and family. Our final on this podcast is one of my favorite places I've ever been. We have, through the years, traveled and gone to some fun places, and occasionally in mid-afternoon, we like to go for a cold one somewhere. My favorite places to go for cold ones are places where it's open air, it's warm, the beer is ice cold, and either just a dude with a guitar is playing or there's a jukebox I can put a $10 bill in and play great songs for an hour. Those are my favorite places. Some people call them holes in the wall. One such place, it became a destination place for me in Key West, Florida. It's called Captain Tony's. Captain Tony's became a destination place after a Jimmy Buffett song where he sings about, I went down to Captain Tony's. As he's doing a live concert, he says, this is a song about Captain Tony Terracino, who was our favorite bartender in Key West, Florida at Captain Tony's. And things were going so bad in Key West, we thought, what the hell? Let's elect our favorite bartender mayor. And they made him mayor of Key West. Captain Tony's is very famous, as is Sloppy Joe's in Key West. Sloppy Joe's, I like the food. Captain Tony's, I like it when there's a guitar guy playing. I like a little guitar guy playing. Captain Tony's on Mondays open for business. It was not overly crowded. It was a Monday afternoon. Didn't look like the cruise ships were in, because that's when it really gets packed in those places. In the middle of the afternoon, in walks a guy with a guitar. Says, do you mind if I play? And jaws are dropping. Eyes are popping open. He says, really, I won't play long. I just want to know if it's okay if I could feed my creative soul, said the artist. Mouths are still wide open. Eyes are popping. Jaws on the floor. Nobody can say anything as Kenny Chesney steps to the microphone and starts playing acoustic songs. When he was done, he said, God bless you and thank you for letting me feed my creative soul. He didn't play very long, and he left. At Captain Tony's. How cool would that be? Kenny freaking Chesney. He's so good. He's the great one. He's our favorite. He's our favorite of the country artists. Kenny Chesney's just awesome. His songs are great, and that's a pretty cool deal. How would you like to have been just sitting there in the middle of the afternoon? That could have been Kevin and Jessica. Back in the day, it's been a long time since we've been to Key West, but Captain Tony's is cool. There's some fun little joints there. Have a cold beer on a hot summer afternoon. That is our final at KKHI.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.